And now on with the news. As usual, we have a variety of items about the city and, of course, some letters to the evening news and information desk. On this first part, we also have a feature about a Royal Mail centenary. Today we welcome new listener Geoffrey Banham of Hemnor. We hope you enjoy listening.
Norwich roadworks seem to be in the news all the time nowadays. We are warned of traffic delays for weeks to come with the latest round of city centre improvements. There's a new style roundabout to be built in Catton Grove and a cycle lane near the new Asda Superstore in Hall Road. We'll start with those expected delays. City drivers have been urged to brace themselves for weeks of disruption when work on a further £3 million traffic shake-up starts, but council leaders have said the end result will justify the short-term pain. A section of Rouen Road will be closed for 12 weeks as part of the work. Councillors got their apologies in early while pleading with drivers to be patient. Over the next 3 months, drivers will also see lanes closed on Golden Ball Street as work gets underway to make Golden Ball Street two-way. That will pave the way for further work later this year and early next year to remove general traffic from Wesselgate or Saints Green and Red Lion Street.
A £300,000 revamp of a city roundabout as part of the multi-million pound Push the Pedalways project could see a Dutch-style design used to keep cyclists safer. The proposed changes at Catton Grove Road and Woodcock Road would see zebra crossings for cyclists and pedestrians installed at all four approaches to the roundabout. The middle of the roundabout would be made smaller, and footpaths around the roundabout would be widened so they could be used by pedestrians and cyclists. Council officers had hoped to introduce a roundabout with fully segregated cycle lanes around it, but that Dutch-style roundabout was not possible, as land belonging to nearby homes would have had to be bought. So, a variation in the design, with the shared footpaths and cycleways and shared zebra crossings on raised tables, was put forward instead. The proposal would also see speed cushions in part of Catton Grove Road and extensions of 20-mile-an-hour speed limits along that road between Lilburn Avenue and Angel Road.
The speed limit on a Norwich road will be cut and a new cycle route installed if a scheme which could cost up to £400,000 gets the go-ahead. The latest in a string of changes to the city's streets through Norwich City's Council's Push the Pedalways scheme will focus on roads around the new Asda store in Hall Road. The proposed project is part of efforts to make the Yellow Pedalways cycle route, which stretches from the city centre north towards the airport and south to Lakenham, safer. As part of the scheme, the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit on Hall Road will be cut to 30 miles an hour, and a footpath on the east side of Hall Road will be turned into a shared cycleway footway. A pedestrian island close to Robin Hood Road will be removed and replaced with a larger one on the same spot, while another island near Fountains Road will be removed and replaced with a larger one in a slightly different location.
More people have been caught drink driving over Christmas, despite police testing fewer people this year. Newly released figures showed 1,429 drivers were tested for alcohol in Norfolk between December the 1st, 2015 and January the 1st, 2016, compared with 2,457 in 2014. And despite fewer people being pulled over, 90 drivers were found to be over the limit in 2015, 11 more than in 2014. Inspector Julian Ditcham of the Norfolk and Suffolk Roads Policing Unit said the results show that it is the minority of drivers that were found to be drink driving in both Suffolk and Norfolk, but this is still too many and the percentage testing positive is higher than last year, which is disappointing. We carry out campaigns like this all year round, but it's ever more prevalent at Christmas time when the focus is around family and people celebrating the end of the year. We are keen to highlight the dangers associated with getting behind the wheel while over the limit, the dangers to other road users, and the consequences of being caught.
A town council is to teach parents a strict lesson about irresponsible parking outside a primary school. For years, people living opposite the school on Vane Close in Thorpe St Andrew have had to deal with cars blocking their cul-de-sac during school runs. It has led to safety concerns as children have had to walk out between parked vehicles to get to Dussondale Primary School across the road. In a bid to curb the bad behaviour, Thorpe St Andrew Town Council is looking to close off the street for a week to parents travelling by car.